All right, do that one more. I want to get that on tape. All right, now my granddaddy says Coins like that, but y'all say
Spooky.
Okay.
Quiet.
Yeah. Do they call pigs differently or
I would call them pigs. The other guy says whoopoo and holler at them.
Have you ever?
But sometimes if they ain't got many hogs, they'll have names.
Yeah.
Different names. They know it too.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard pig calling contests anywhere?
No, those are fun.
Or turkeys. Yeah. Now, do you get wild animal here, wild turkeys?
Well, I used to have a bunch of them here. I found that they got the shooting and messing with us on, and they all left.
Yeah. I'll
tell you what, let me get the yelper out and give him a few how you call a turkey.
Really?
Yeah.
Get that on tape. You mind me doing it?
No. You can get in the woods and you hear an old gobbler over there, you can kind of do it. An old gobbler like that, you know.
Make him gobble.
You know, you had old hint and then get him and say, yeah.
That's neat.
He's coming to you then.
That's really something. Oh, gosh.
It's exciting to get that. If I ain't getting the wood and get hid, you better be hid now. Don't you half hide yourself. And the old gobbler out there on a gobbler. And he answers you. You wait a few minutes, hit about two, three more times. He answers you again. You lay that thing down and set, get ready to shoot, because he's coming on in there to you.
Huh.
And he'll up. A man ain't never killed one. He let that thing walk right up in his face and he won't ever kill it. I done had him to do it. I had a fellow come from Columbus that didn't want to kill a wild turkey. And,
mm-hmm.
and I fixed for him and called him up to him and I seen the turkey come walking out, walked right up in the man's face and he shot, bam, bam. The turkey just run around. I was setting up the sawdust pile. You know. I just stopped and looked. The turkey didn't know what he was. The fellow come out and he said, Mr. help me find him. He said, I know I got him. And he says, but you're just going to tell you the truth. Said, I don't know where in the world I shot. I said to myself, you coming with the truth now, because you don't. I believe he shot straight up a shot in the ground one. He ain't shot nowhere about that turkey. That turkey just shook him all to pieces.
Huh. I guess it's kind of a sight when you see him for the first time.
It is. A deer will do it if people ain't never killed one. It'll protect. He'll take his butt for you.
But that's right, that's what they call it. Start shaking.
Yeah.
I killed a deer with a 3,000 pound bullet in my car.
Oh, yeah.
I hit a deer doing 80 miles an hour in my car one time.
That cost you something, didn't it?
Oh, boy. Total thing.
My granddaughter hit 7 years ago this here one summer, and she wanted to pet a pig. And I wonder what the size was, and I didn't see you dipping. The pig wasn't two or three days old, and I caught one. And I caught him up the mouth where he went squeal. I said, well, here you want. She brought it to the house and raised it with bottling and all. Raised that thing, it got grown. Well, she didn't want to set it. She said, Papa, you're just going to have to keep her for a brood size. I said, okay, and I carried on, kept her for 5 years. But I could go over there, and she named her Charlotte. I could go there amongst all them hogs. I said, Charlotte, you better come on and go. Help me walk around in the woods, check on these hogs. And she said, mm-hmm. And getting to follow you all over that path. Sometimes she'd forget and be rooting. I said, Charlotte. She said, mm-hmm. I said, you better come on here. I'm going to leave you. And I had to go to the hospital with my eye here a year or two ago. And better than he was tending to my hogs. And he petted one away. And that thing, well, you could go away and call that son of a gun. He'd come from anywhere in the pasture. He'd come to you when the buddy.
Yeah.
One buddy scratched him.